And welcome to the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network special interview. I'm Lewis Carlin, and I'm very excited today because on the show we have a returning guest. She's been here before. We had a great time the first time. I had to bring her back. It's time to get savage. I'm talking about Chantel. Chantel, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me again.
So what have you been up to since we last spoke?
Well, I want to start by saying my English, I think, has improved since the last time we spoke.
Okay. Okie doke.
So that's good. But I've been keeping busy.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, with everything that happened, I just, you know, I kept busy with dog rescue and fostering, and that's been a whole thing there. But we're just getting back to wrestling now, and
okay,
that's exciting.
Yeah, no, we're going to talk about the dog rescuing a little bit. I have a couple questions on that, but let's get right into it. You have a huge, huge, huge match coming up October 23rd, Seaway Valley Wrestling against the legendary LaFisto. So tell me about your thoughts on LaFisto and how you feel about this upcoming match.
I think it's amazing. I mean, at first when they reached out to me, I was like, that's awesome. You know, like I've never wrestled in Ontario, so I'm really, really, really excited. And then when they told me who I was facing, I was really even more excited because I'm like, okay, this is good. Like, this is really great. Like the first time that I am going to wrestle in Ontario and I get to be in the ring with LaFisto, which I've watched her work for quite a while now, so I'm very, very excited.
She's one of the best. I think one of the best of all time. Do you have butterflies in your stomach? Are you nervous about this match, or how do you feel?
Well, you know, I try to get like mentally prepared for it. Obviously, I wish I had like more ring time to really get myself ready. Just in my area, it's not really accessible at the moment. But I will be traveling with Chip Chambers and Kobe Christ, which they are super great at like traveling together. They're gonna like help me prepare mentally. They're gonna tell me like, you know, what I need to hear. So like kudos to them because they're all around great people to travel with. So I'm excited for that.
So basically you're ready to show the Seaway Valley Wrestling fans exactly what Chantel is all about.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. So how did it feel being back in the ring for the first time after this whole COVID thing?
It felt so great. The fans are like better than ever. They're like screaming louder and they're just like so much more excited because they've missed it, obviously. Live entertainment. So it's just really, really nice to be back in the ring in front and to perform in front of all the fans that was waiting for it for so long. And the energy is everything.
Yeah, because when I went my first show back with Seaway Valley Wrestling, I went to the last show. I was so pumped to be there. It was the first show in a long time. So happy professional wrestling's back. I can't wait to get to more shows. And I could imagine you being in the ring, any wrestler being in the ring again. It's got to be a great feeling. Was there any ring rust? Did you feel that maybe you need a little more practice? Or how was it back being back in the ring?
God.
Okay.
It's something that I lack of doing in my everyday like day-to-day life. Even if I have my dogs, I just walk them when I should probably jog more with them.
Okay.
And I just don't have the energy sometimes, but I'm like, no, I gotta start. Like, this is, you know, I gotta be able to be faster in the ring. Not just being like wiser and more technical and have more of like a repertoire for my moves, but like cardio was everything, being fast and, you know, super quick. So I definitely need to work on that.
Well, yeah, you recently had a tough match against Ryan Storm, ECPW. Got the win, but you did look a little drained after the match. Was that just the cardio or?
Well, he gave me a run for my money for sure. Like I've never wrestled against him before. So I feel like when you wrestle someone for the first time, you don't always know what to expect, like kind of their moveset. If you take their move, like a certain move from them for the first time, you know, sometimes you don't know how to prepare to like hit the mat. And then it's just, it catches you off guard, obviously. But no, it was really great. I enjoyed the match. I was obviously exhausted at the end. Yeah. I gave my everything, which I have to, being a woman in the ring with a man. But at this point, like, I have to fight twice as hard and hit twice as hard, actually. So
there you go. He was talking a little smack in the during the match. I'm glad you put him in his place, though.
Oh, was he ever?
So is it true? I watched a TikTok video. Is it true when you flip your hair, it's on? That's you take it up to another level?
Yeah. It is. Yes. So when I flip my hair, it this is the go time. Like this, I okay. had, like I am on savage mode activated. It's going down.
Yeah, so that's basically you hulking up, right? That's your version of hulking up here. I mean, yeah. I watched a TikTok video and with the music, and when you flipped your hair, I got scared. I actually backed away from the computer, and then I realized, oh, thank goodness, wait a minute. I'm just a computer. She can't hurt me, so I'm safe. But that was a scary video. I could imagine how intimidated Ryan Storm was when he saw that, when you flipped your hair and stared him down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's man. I like I said, I got a little nervous. I'm glad though it was on the computer. I wasn't there, but you were supposed to face Mia Malik actually at the next Kaizen Pro Wrestling card, but unfortunately those shows have been canceled. I know Mia was looking forward to it. It was going to be her first female match. But your thoughts on Mia Malik? I know she's an up and coming star in the Maritime scene.
Well, I mean, I think she's so sweet as a person. She flies. She's fast, which is something that I need to work on. But yeah.
Oh, you're frozen.
I can throw her around. She's so tiny, right? Which is something that I can't really do with men. So I was like really looking forward to really show her who Cheryl is, yeah. And welcome to the ring with me. But you're not going to have it easy. But no, I was very disappointed when the shows were canceled.
Yeah, I spoke to Mia. She's a friend of mine. She said she was going to beat you during that match. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, girl. you're so...
She says she has to beat everybody. And she said she was going to be victorious in that match.
But, which is great. No, one can dream.
Okay, hopefully that match will be rescheduled down the road. Hopefully. Yeah. So are you going to take part? Are you part of full capacity the next Kaizen show?
Not as of yet, but okay. Like Dave or one of the boys reaches out to me like closer to the date. So I'm just always I always make myself available because it's, you know, one of the local shows. So.
Yep. So actually, your last match I think in Kaizen was against Greaser, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah. So Greaser is an interesting dude. Tell me a little bit about Greaser. And you were victorious. You rarely lose. I don't think I recall the last time I watched a match where you lost, but you were victorious against Greaser as well. But tell me a little bit about Greaser.
Well, most of my match, it's the end. Like I get that, like that fast energy. Like I said, I get in my savage mode and I'm like, no, can't let that happen. But Greaser, yes, he's an interesting dude. Like you said, he is cocky as hell. He walks like, you know, he had quite a few things to say about me in the ring with him. I came out, he started laughing. So I was like, okay, listen, we're not going to do that. We're not going to laugh. Okay. And so, yeah, our match started and I just kind of like, you know, I let him get the upper hand a bit because he was so... obviously he's stronger than I am. He's a big dude, but came out victorious. So I was pretty happy about that. All the smack he's talking.
There you go. No, I'm glad you got the victory over him as well. I'm not too sure about Greaser, but I'm glad you got the win over him. So do you consider yourself one of the leaders in the Maritime wrestling scene?
I don't like to say that about me just because I consider myself as a rookie. It's been technically 4 years, but if you don't count COVID, 3. So I just always like to learn more, and even I was like assisting coaching like the Maritime Wrestling Academy with the new kids, and I would never vet card someone. I would never say, listen, kid, I know what I'm talking about. Like, no, I don't like that at all. So, I mean, leading as in if the new guys would have any questions and would need help, would need leadership, absolutely, I would offer my positive leadership. But like considering myself as a leader amongst the rest of, the maritime scene, no, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, you said that you were training some of the new wrestlers at the Kaizen. Could you see yourself as a full-time trainer?
Maybe down the road, whenever I go more places, get more experience, okay. Wrestle bigger names for sure. There's only so much that I can show like the new people. But I was, I was like assisting with, along with Titus and Brody Steele.
Okay, back to LaFisto for a second. I meant to ask you, is this the biggest match of your career against LaFisto? One of the biggest?
I would definitely say one of my biggest matches. I did wrestle Alicia Edwards from Impact. But we're kind of the same size. I did learn a lot from her. But where LaFisto, like, she is a strong competitor. So that's my main thing is that, okay, I need a game plan, But I'm super excited. So definitely one of, like, my biggest name and biggest competitor so far.
Alrighty. Now, a little bit of sad news. One of the most familiar faces on the maritime wrestling scene, Dave Boyce, decided to step away from professional wrestling. So I know you have a relationship with Dave Boyce. I think you put him in a garbage can a couple of times at one of the shows. So tell me a little bit about Dave Boyce and how do you feel that he's walking away from pro wrestling?
Okay, so Dave Boyce, outside of the ring, such a great person, great human being. As a manager, I just want to strangle him. But, he's good at what he does. Like, he is all talk, and he'll say the exact words to just get on your nerves. During our street fight with me and Madison Miles at that pay-per-view, he was pushing it. He was pushing it every chance he got. He was trying to make me to get me to fail, so I just got tired and I threw him in the garbage can.
There you go. We spoke about that last time. I think you were supposed to get him into a garbage can again and dedicate it to me, but I don't think that ever happened. That's because of COVID. COVID ruined everything.
And then he's stepping away. He's been in this business and helping out so much. He did so many posters. He did so many things. He started with Kaizen ownership. He did so many things, paid out of his pockets. He deserves to just take a step back and just enjoy life now.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy. I've had him on the show a few times. Great, great guy. And I'm sure he'll be missed on the maritime wrestling scene.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so switch gears a little bit. You have a very handsome dog named Steven, if I'm not mistaken, that you got from Georgia in the USA. So tell me about the story of Steven and how he went from Georgia to Chantel.
All right. So I was not looking for a dog at that moment. That was like almost exactly a year ago. So I adopted him on October 3rd of last year. And I was just scrolling on this group, and I saw his face. And I just melted. And reading his story, he was 8 years old. He lived on the streets all his life as a stray dog in Georgia. So I'm just thinking, okay, this poor guy is probably like all his life just tried to get at like food and garbages. And he just had like such a hard life. And in his face, he had like battle scars and he was so skinny. And I was like, I need to get him. I need to get this guy. So I did. I went to pick him up. Cutest. Oh my God. Like my heart's melting.
Yeah, no.
He's big now. He's almost fat. But he, like at 8 years old, never having a family, like living on the streets all of his life. He's so well behaved. Like he'll just stand next to you and just be quiet and just be super mellow. Like just, oh, he's the best dog I've ever had.
What breed is it? Is it a pit bull? Pit bull?
I believe he's an American pit bull, but okay. He has such a big face that I think he has like some bulldog in him because he has such like a big face now.
Yeah, the picture you put up of him, just his face, he's just gorgeous, gorgeous, handsome dog. Dog. I just want to reach out into Facebook and give a big hug. He's just a huggable dog, huggable dog. And it's awesome that you did that. It's awesome that you did that. So I applaud you on that. So you're involved with Hearts of the North. Tell me a little bit about it. They say it's not a rescue, but tell me a little bit about it and what you guys do.
So the rescue itself is not us. It's the other end across the border.
Okay.
So we used to work with Georgia, but now we switched to Texas just for some complication in the transportation. So they are the ones rescuing, like on the other side of the border in Georgia, they rescue the stray dogs. Obviously, they don't really have a big shelter. Most of their employees have a backyard at their home. They take in the dogs as much as they can, but they can't take 20 dogs in their yard, obviously. So we just help them. We post dogs. We post pictures every single day. I think there's 15 or 16,000 people from the Maritime. So when someone wants to adopt a dog, they know where to go. Mm-hmm. And have a group of people who processes applications, they vet check, they do everything, make sure that we don't transport that dog and go and then they go to a really shitty person, right? So we just help them. And the last transport this Saturday, there was 63 dogs. So it's amazing. Like we have a good group of people. Other people like me just take in fosters just because we want to get them out of there to give more space. Because if the volunteers in Texas don't have room, they'll go to a different shelter. And most of those shelters are high kill shelters. Mm-hmm. So we definitely don't want that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know, my home has, other than my bedroom, my home has two bedrooms, a sunroom, and hell, you know what I mean? Like I can take one in my bathroom. Like it's a madhouse. I have four right now, two puppies. They cry every day. They cry all the time. It's really, really hard, but I'm crazy, you know? So puppies get adopted fairly fast, which they both have been. Their adopters are in Nova Scotia, so they can't come and pick them up right away, obviously, with all the COVID rules. I usually try to post them and update videos every single day on the group, so that way they can get adopted as fast as they can. And I don't want to keep them too long because I get so attached, or a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, no, you had mentioned I was going to ask you, there are 63 rescue dogs that just made their way to Canada. Most of them found a home. It must be a great feeling to find homes for these dogs. It must have so gratifying to find homes for these dogs.
Oh, it is. It is. Just today, actually, this couple from Newfoundland had adopted their dog, and just because they have to fly their dogs, people from Newfoundland have to fly their dogs. So until that fly day, usually when they arrive from Texas, they arrive on the Saturday or the Sunday, and the flight can only be on like Tuesday or Wednesday. So they have to go somewhere. So those were like one of my first few fosters last year that I had. And the couple sent me a message today, like after a year, and they're like, I just want you to know that Ted is living his best life. And they like sent me a video, and I'm like, oh my God. That's great. I was having a breakdown today from the puppies crying, from the other big dog like howling. I'm like, this is so crazy, but it's rewarding. Like it's amazing.
That's so great. Again, you guys are doing awesome, awesome work. I got a little sad though. You had posted that somebody had dumped a dog and her pups. On Facebook, and I think, why would somebody do that? It doesn't make sense to me.
It's very unfortunate because in the south of the states, like especially Texas and Georgia, all that, The economy is so low that people use breeding as, you know, a source of income, which I think is ridiculous, but there's overbreeding. There's way too many dogs for the population, obviously. So, you know, I think there's so many dogs over there that people are not as much as like animal lovers as we are. So they're like, oh, well, don't want to take care of them. So they just dump them, which here we're like, no. No, hell no. So yeah, I have the mama right now and her two pups and they are doing great.
That's great. That's great. Again, I wish I could give you a high five or something, but we're on high five. There we go. Great, great job. Now, if somebody wanted to help by either volunteering or donating, where could they go to do that?
So it's the Facebook group called Hearts of the North. And it, there's also located in New Brunswick in the name. And then you just submit an application. It's fairly easy to find. And you, like, whenever you submit an application, all the dogs are under the announcement section, all the available dogs. And if anyone has any help, they just have to post something on the group and we'll just answer them right away.
Okay, there you go. So anybody wants to volunteer, anybody wants to help, anyone wants to donate, head on over to their Facebook website. I'm sorry, Hearts of the North on Facebook. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to wrestling if you don't mind.
Of course.
So besides LaFisto, are there any other opponents out there that you would consider like a dream match? I'm not saying LaFisto was one of your dream matches, but do you have a dream match that you like to go that you'd like to face one day?
Toni Storm.
Toni Storm. Okay. Yeah.
Love her work. Love her. She's amazing. She's absolutely amazing. I've always wanted to wrestle her. Okay. I started watching her and I still do. So that's, she is definitely one of like the main person that I would love to face.
Okay. Do you watch Impact Wrestling, AEW Dark and think, you know, that's going to be me one day. I'm going to be on that show one day.
Actually, when I first started, I didn't know where I wanted to take wrestling. So I kept saying, I'll just stay in the Maritimes. It's good. I'll just be, you know, a local, local pro wrestler. I'm good with that. And like after COVID, I just kind of like had not like the career change, but I just wanted to make a lot of changes in my life. And then I thought to myself, no, like, why wouldn't I take this far? Why wouldn't I want to go and travel and gain more experience and have all these opportunities? So definitely, like, I'm reaching for that now.
Well, trust me, you're very, very talented. I've seen a number of your matches, and I know you're making your Ontario debut in Seaway Valley Wrestling. Are you thinking about maybe you'd like to go a little further, come to the GTA, maybe Destiny Wrestling, maybe one of the promotions out here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anywhere in Ontario, I would love that. Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully one day I get to see my first live Chantel match, and hopefully that'll be soon. I might make it to the Seaway Valley Wrestling Show. I'm not certain just yet, but I might make it. So do you have a prediction for the LaFisto match? I'm sure you think you're going to win, but I have a prediction as well, but I'll let you if you have a prediction.
Oh.
Well, you know, if you want to just keep it to yourself, that's fine.
Yeah. You know what? It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a hell of a competition for me, but like whatever happens, happens. And I always say, like, someone who doesn't risk anything, like, you know, you'll never know. So whatever happens, happens. And even if I don't like come out with the win, it will be an amazing opportunity and I'll be just as happy.
Absolutely. Now, Kaizen Pro Wrestling, I know you've been on a number of shows. We spoke to about Kaizen Pro Wrestling earlier. Would you like to see them introduce maybe a women's title eventually down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love that because they're pretty good at bringing in people from the States. So it would definitely be something that I would love to see them do. You know, just even me and Mia fight for it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when Mia was on, I asked her the same question. She said, yes, she would love that. She said, if she gets the title, she's going to hold on to it forever. I was like, okay. Mia is awesome. I love Mia. I love Mia. I've talked to her many times. She's a great person to talk to. But I don't know. I think if they introduce a women's title, I think it's going to go around your waist, to be honest.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, you got to do what you got to do to defend that title and to keep it. So.
Okay. And I hope I just did, hoping to get Mia upset by saying that, but I'm sure I'll get a message from her later. But before we go, do you have any upcoming matches that you want to plug? Any, I know you have a new t-shirt coming out. I think it's Savage. I think it says on the t-shirt.
Yes.
So go ahead. Plug away.
So I'm working on some new t-shirts. It's going to be my Savage brand and with my little skull on it, a little blue skull. I always go with that because one of my first tattoos were a skull with a bow.
That's cool. That's cool. Cool stuff. That's
my little branding, but just really excited for Seaweed Valley. I'm so, so grateful to have that opportunity. And then I don't have any upcoming matches after that as of yet, but you know, it can happen fairly fast, just giving my availabilities and all that. But yeah, just my main focus right now is the 23rd in Ontario for Seaway Valley.
There you go. So when is that t-shirt going to be available? I'm sorry. If you
I'm going to try and get it as of the 23rd. So for the 23rd.
Okay. Right. Okay. So if I'm there, I will buy a t-shirt. I'm 50-50, but if I'm there, I'll say right now, I will buy a t-shirt from you, Seaway Valley Wrestling. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining me again today. It was a pleasure talking to you again. I wish nothing but the best. Like I said, I've watched your matches. You're extremely, extremely talented. If you keep at this, I know it's tough with the rescue and everything, but if you keep at this, I think you're going to be a big star in professional wrestling.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And you're welcome anytime you want to do this again. Let's do it again. I mean, we could talk after you beat LaFisto. We could talk about that. Let's definitely do it again down the road.
I would love it. Yes. Thank you so much for having me again.
My pleasure. Thank you. So this has been the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network special interview. I'm Lewis Carlin. I want to again thank my guest today, Savage Chantel. Thankfully, she didn't flip her hair at me. I didn't get her upset. And and until next time, thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Stay safe, everyone. So long. Bye-bye.